Hello everyone. This is Princess Ami Audios. If you hear, buzzing in the background, that is my air conditioning, and I'm sorry for that. Currently it is nearly 6:40 in the AM for me, and I just haven't been able to sleep. I worked a 9-hour shift yesterday, and I've been awake since then. But that's not, it's whatever. Today's my off day. I don't really care. I'm not gonna try to lead this in with like, I've been great, I've been doing just fine, and whatever. This is gonna be one of those ramble, ranty kind of things, kind of like an update. Like, I will say though, it's a lot more lighthearted than the last time I rambled slash vented. I've been recovering emotionally, I've been finding myself mentally, and I think that's good. I genuinely feel like 2021 is my redemption arc, but yeah, no, this is completely unscripted. I didn't even put down bullet points on what I want to talk about. This might last half an hour, I don't know. You can skip around if you want, but I just wanted to talk to you, to anyone listening, to the air, I don't know. I needed to speak. I rolled out of bed at 6 a.m. and I was awake, and I started my laptop and opened Audacity for this. I didn't even wait until my air conditioning shut off to, so that I can have, like, nice audio, and, if you're listening, thank you. So, yeah, I just want to give a little TLDR on what I've been doing. Nothing too, like, personal, obviously, because confidentiality and whatnot, but, I just realized I didn't even bring my, like, I didn't bring out my recording box with, like, my padding or whatever, but that's besides the point. So, excuse me, my mouth noises. Where do I begin? Obviously, I don't go on Twitter often to talk about my personal life, but I have had a job for the past couple of months, and I've honestly been out of an actual job for a long while now, and I've been struggling financially, and due to that, I've very stupidly taken on more than I can handle for, like, my own mental state and my ability. And of course, this instance, I'm talking about audio commissions. I realize that I've bitten off way more than I can chew. I've had audio commissions sitting in my drafts, in my work in progresses, and I haven't touched them. Like, half of them are honestly half recorded and half edited, and I've just never gotten to them because my mental health was just like, we can't give the people what they want. Like, we can't put ourselves in the mental state where we can properly give them a nice, even at the very least, genuine sounding audio. And I've said this time and time again, I dedicate every audio to sounding as good as I possibly can. Like, yeah, I may not have the most professional recording setup, I may not have the best recording applications, editing programs, and whatever. But in my past audios, when I first started, those, you could hear from the sound of my voice, I genuinely loved what I was doing. And it was fun. It is still fun when I can actually get an audio out. But I realized, like, because I was so desperate for money and taking upon, or what are the words I'm looking for? I'm taking on so much of this work, it's not fun anymore. And I feel like I've touched on this subject before. I may have. I don't know. I have terrible, terrible memory. It's not fun anymore. And I want to get back to that place where I'm enjoying recording. I'm enjoying making these super hentai, fucking gross, not gross, but like, I mean, a little gross, hentai moan noises and like begging and whatnot. And because, you know, for me, sex is fun, sex should be enjoyable, and fantasies are fantasies. And I like entertaining and comforting people with my voice. And I still do. Like, even though I don't do it as often as I used to, I still do. It's just hard. And I guess part of the reason for that is just, like, I'm doing this for, like, yeah, I'm doing it for money, obviously. But not in, like, a greedy, selfish, I'm gonna fucking weasel away all your money all for me, or whatever. Like, it's nice to get paid for something you like doing, but me taking on so many fucking things is, like, burnt me out, hence why I was, or was MIA for, like, a good, what, 2-3 years? And I hadn't posted any public audios in for fucking ever. I've actually recently been collecting script fills, or open scripts on GWA, because I thought, oh, these would be really fun to record. And I hadn't felt that much excitement to do, you know, open scripts for a while, because I read these scripts and I'm like, oh, I could add these sound effects. Oh, I could put this kind of effect on my voice. And it like brings me back to like when Princess Ami Audios first started. And that's so fucking exciting. Like, I think that's so cool. And now with my new like Patreon implements, and I feel like I could, I don't know how that's gonna work. Like, I feel bad because, one, scripts aren't written by me, so I feel bad for, like, getting money. Like, if I do early releases on Patreon, like, ooh, this is a scriptful I'm gonna put on Reddit, I'm gonna post it on Patreon first so you get first listen, and then I'll post it on Reddit for everyone else to hear. I don't know, that doesn't make sense to me. If that's fine with you, then I'll do it. But I feel like early access audios should be kept for scripts and or stories that I've written myself. You know what I mean? Yeah, that makes sense, I think. I don't know. Again, I am talking out of my ass right now. I have no train of thought. Excuse me if I bounce from one subject to another. I recently discovered that I have symptoms? Is that the right word? Of having ADHD. I don't want to self-diagnose too early, but a lot of close colleagues of mine have told me that I very much exhibit symptoms of ADHD, and again, don't want to self-diagnose. But I am, in fact, very much neurodivergent. So, again, please excuse me. But yeah, going back to the script thing, like, I'm genuinely excited to do audios again when I see all these saved script, open scripts that I've saved. And then I remember, shit, no, I have work to do. I have so much work to do. I have so much audios to record and edit and read, and I'm like, this isn't fun anymore. And I am 100% willing to refund all of my late commissions once I have the money to. I currently don't have the funds to refund everybody all at once. I'll have to be sporadic because I only get paid every so often and only so much. But one by one, I'm hoping to, if it's wanted, I will refund anybody who asks. If they give me a specific commission, then I remember who it was, I will refund them for it because I feel awful. Or if they want as well, they can request a different audio at a later time, because again, I put so much work on myself, and that's my fault. 100% my fault. I will admit that. Because I, when I first started audio, when I was, when I was fucking 19, I was stupid. I didn't know what I was doing. I was like, yeah, no, this is fine. Like, I can take on all this work. I love doing audio. I'm not gonna get burned out. And I was wrong. I was so wrong. And looking back at it now, I'm like, you fucking idiot. You can burn out. And now look, like, I'm slowly making a very tentative, is that how you say it? I'm not sure. A very tentative comeback into the audio community. I may not, I don't know if I want to do gaming streams again. I don't know if I want to just post on Reddit and then, you know, personal shit on, quote-unquote personal shit, toy reviews on Patreon and early release audios on Patreon and then soft audios on YouTube. It's a lot on my plate to balance along with my personal work life and personal life in general. I'm sure you all can understand. But I'm trying really hard to get back into it, and I wanted to leave this with you guys, with this little update, TLDR, what's going on with me. And I know a lot of you have been patient and kind and understanding, but I will say that I've fucked up on multiple times, I will admit, because I'm stupid and I don't know how to manage myself. And I feel like at this point, all I can really get a handle on is my Patreon stuff, my Patreon content, and Reddit audios that I want to do for fun. I'm not saying I'm gonna drop every single commission like right now, but for those who've been waiting forever, like, I will refund you when I have the money. Like, whether it be, like, I will let you know when I fucking get paid and, like, how much I can send you. If we have to do payments, we can do payments, but I just, like, I can't, keep up. If you want to request a new shorter audio, if you want to request another audio, feel free to. But, I don't know, I can't keep up with myself anymore. Like, if I can, I don't know, if I can figure out how I could do, you know, free Patreon subscriptions and, like, rewards and stuff, I'd give that to them as well. I feel like I posted that at some point on the Reddit, the Reddit community, like, my community, the Princess Amiato community, you know, but I don't remember. But either way, I don't really know how to formulate these words or what I'm trying to convey, but I hope that somehow it makes sense. I hope that somehow all of this can, like, meld together and make sense. Yeah, I haven't been able to sleep because I've just been thinking about it. I've gotten, because I feel like the catalyst, the trigger for all these thoughts and keeping me awake was one of my patrons buying stuff off my wish list and him offering to, you know, buy anything that I would need to make recording easier. And that made me realize people still like me. People still like hearing my content and want to hear more from me. And they're offering me these things so I can record more content for them. And I'm not making content. And it makes me feel awful because I'm not giving what I want to give. Yeah, I know my mental health isn't my fault, but it's just, like, it's difficult, you know? I'm not really sure what I'm trying to explain. Again, I hope that somehow it all makes sense. I really do want, maybe not a strong comeback, like, oh yeah, no, I'm gonna be posting 2 times a week, I'm gonna do so much, because again, I have work, I have real life work stuff, and I can't, like, a lot of my fellow creators are able to make voice acting their career and their living. I don't think I can do that personally, like, It's difficult to describe. But yeah, that's basically what's on my mind right now. I want to make audios. I want to have fun with it again. I want to read GWA scripts. I want to connect with my fellow voice actors again. I want to be part of the community again, because honestly, that was so much fun. I did stupid shit, admittedly. I did so much stupid shit. And I want to move past that because I feel like I've grown as a person and I realize, yo, past Princess Ami Audios was fucking stupid. And if I could make amends with, like, fellow creators that I've grown apart from, I'd love to be accepted back into the community. It's not like I've been canceled or anything. It's not like I've been, like, shunned. I just haven't been around. And there's so much new shit happening. There's so much new people. There's so many new voices and unfamiliar faces. And I feel like I'm lost. I feel like, I'm not legendary. I'm not Cardlin. I'm not, I'm not Jack. I'm not Gale Force. I'm not anybody who would be like, oh my god, do you remember Princess Ami Audios? Like, oh my god, she was so iconic. I don't think I'm that good. I don't think I was that, like, is prolific the right word? I don't know, but that sounds about right. I don't feel like I was, what's the word I'm looking for? Memorable? And the thing is, like, the only thing that makes me think, like, I haven't completely been forgotten about is just, like, people who message me every now and again asking me if I still take commissions, if I still do audios, if telling me how much my audios help them, and I'm just like, people still think of me? People still listen to my audios every now and then? That's like, it's still hard to think about now. Not in a bad way, it's just, it's touching, and it makes me want to do more. And I want to do more, I truly do. It's just the matter of finding the time in between my personal life and then still mentally going through it, like through the steps. And trying to find my way back to where I was, where I was so excited and I had so many plans and ideas for scripts and audios that I wanted to put out into GWA, because I know that's where I started. Like, shit's weird on Reddit now. I don't even know what's going on. Like, I don't know. People say, like, this is happening to GWA and I don't know jack shit. I just post and then I disappear for like half a year, never to be heard of again. And like, yes, I appreciate all the kind comments saying like, oh, you're back. But I want, like, is it selfish or like rude of me to be like, I don't want any welcome backs, just give me your genuine thoughts on the audios. I want to know how I did. I want feedback. I want you to tell me what you think of this audio. Yes, I'm so glad you think, or you're happy that I'm quote unquote back and posting. But I want to know what you think of the audio. I want to know, like, if there's anything you want to hear more from me. You know what I mean? And I feel like that'll help me get back into the groove of, like, okay, this is the content my people want. This is, like, I feel like back then my most popular audios was just, like, my DDLG audios, my non-con audios, my weird tentacle fantasies. A lot of things have changed. A lot of things about me and, like, my kinks and my fantasies have changed. And I want to share that with you, and I need the feedback. I want to hear what you think. Not just a welcome back. I greatly appreciate it. But that's not gonna help me. So if I ever do go back to posting on GWA, or just like even just my subreddit, like, I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'd love to hear, like, just, like, good comments. I wanna read, because back then I used to get comments from a whole bunch of, like, same audio creators who listen to my stuff and genuinely enjoy my stuff, and I loved to listen to their stuff and comment on their stuff. And when they're just like, oh my god, the way you, like, you beg is so hot, oh my gosh. Or, like, and I want to collab with people again, oh my god. Like, thinking about it, it just makes me, like, so excited to get back into it. But I need one step at a time, I think. One step at a time and just keep slowly going through it. My Patreon's still a work in progress. By work in progress, I mean, like, it's still, I'm testing the waters with this new system, because I figured, oh god, doing a full audio for new Patreons, again, too much on my plate, stupid, dumb, dumb, idiot, Princess Ami, like, 19-year-old, stupid, dumb, idiot, I can't, and that's genuinely how I feel. I don't think there's much else on my mind other than, like, what I want from myself and from my community. Do I have a community? I don't know. Yes, I do. I have people who still listen to my stuff and who still like me. I guess what I want for myself is I want to have fun again. I want to do GWA audios, I want to do my own scripts again when I can, because I haven't written for myself in a long time. I want to have fun posting audios again. And if that means I'm just gonna do GWA script after GWA script, I don't care. if I'm having fun with it and you guys are genuinely enjoying it, that's what I'll fucking do then. That's what I'm gonna fucking do. And if my fellow creators, who I haven't spoken to in fucking forever, would still like to, you know, talk to me, I'd love those friends back. I'd love that community back. I'd love to meet new voices. I'd love to be part of a community again. And I know it's gonna take time. And that's okay. I'd love to make reconnections. I'd love to make new connections. I'd like to erase. I'd like to wipe my slate clean and start over. Sorry. my family, someone in my family just went to work. Please excuse that. God, what was I saying? Right. Wiping my slate clean, starting over in terms of wanting to start from the beginning. I'm not gonna delete my old audios because why? Those were things that I was proud of, and those were good memories for me. Maybe I won't, like, write my own scripts anytime soon, but I do have projects with other people that I am getting paid for, which I'll continue to do. If you hear me on Pornhub, then cool, awesome. I said before, like, I'm no longer working with that person. They have not contacted me about making new reaction videos. It's whatever. If you hear me on games, cool. If you, you know, hear me anywhere else, cool. I just want to start over. All past shit I don't want to associate with. It's in the past. I've done stupid shit. I did stupid shit when I was 19. I'm older now. And I realize, yo, what the fuck did we do? We being me, Ami. And yeah, that's basically it. I'm gonna start over. As, you know, just doing it for fun. I'm gonna keep my Patreon up because that's fun. I like that. And maybe I'll slowly build my way back. Because I want to do YouTube. I want to, you know, put my fluffy, soft audios out for funsies. I want to hang out with my fans. I want to stream. I want to, you know, make super lewd audios on GWA. And have fun again. So, I didn't mean for this to drag on for half an hour. I guess this is the end of my ramble. I just wanted to get that out because, again, like, I could not sleep without letting this out. And I feel like it's only appropriate to let you guys know what I'm thinking and how I'm feeling currently, and what I want to do with the future of Princess Ami Audios as a whole. And if there's any questions, you can comment or DM me. Another thing I really want to quickly address, some of you guys are stepping out of line. Like, y'all really out here, like, DMing me about my personal Facebook and bullshit. Like, come on. Knock it off. That's not cool. But, yeah, no, aside from that, I get the occasional, like, yo, I saw you on Pornhub, whatever, I don't care, cool, you found it. Don't comment it on my fucking YouTube videos, dude. And that's just me being real. We don't need to cross those two worlds. If you find me there, cool. I can't control who watches it. I can't control who finds it, but, like, I will delete the comments straight up. But that's about it. That's about it. That's all I really wanted to say. Yeah, thank you for listening. Like I said, this wasn't a heartbreaking ramble like last time. It's just me talking. Just wanted to give you all my stance, how I'm feeling, what I want to do with the future of Princess Ami Audios, and how I'm going to proceed with that. Don't expect anything new soon, but all matters that need to be handled will be handled in DMs or my email, you know? Like adults. I'll try to get back as fast as I can. I don't usually go on Reddit, so emailing me is the fastest way. If you need my email, I usually have it on the subreddit. But either way, it is 7:11 now. I'm gonna go back to binge watching Criminal Minds until I pass out, and thirsting over none other than my dearest beloved Spencer Reed. Yeah. I'll talk to y'all later. Hopefully in an audio. Bye-bye.